Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
Hello, you are listening to Fred Film Radio, and this is Diego Aparicio in sunny Wrocław in Poland. I'm here for the 19th edition of the New Horizons Film Festival, and I'm joined today by Agnese Krastkalne, who is the festival producer at Riga International Short Film Festival, Two Annas. Hi, Agnese.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm very fine, actually. So it's sunny, it's warm, and it's just perfect for festival.
What brings you here in Wrocław?
I have a great opportunity to participate in ICO, Developing Your Film Festival course. But as well, today is a day we can join for New Horizon Festival, so we can go and watch the films as well.
So when is the Two Annas Film Festival?
It is moving. Now we will have a new date. It will be from 10 to 16 of February next year.
And how big is your festival team?
Our team actually is really small. We are 4 people through the year. We are working very closely. All the details, we are making sure everything happening through the year. But when it's coming closer to the festival, we add some people to the festival team to make sure that guests are good, the technical side is taken care of, and other stuff. So, and as well, we have a lot of volunteers who are helping us.
How many volunteers?
Well, around 30.
Nice. And what would you say you're focusing on in terms of the program you put on every year?
Yeah, our program is mostly made by Astra, which is program director. And our program is short films mostly. We have competitions, international competition, Baltic competition. We have a mid-length competition, which is not so
widespread.
Widespread. And we do that. And then we have new, it's a children and youth competition, when we have the special curator who gather the films for children, and the children is the jury. So audience is the jury. After the screening, they all can check which film they liked and write some comments, which is really nice afterwards to read them. And children are very coming forward with that, so they are on board with us. And every year we have focus. This year, next edition, we will have focus on space.
Wow, space exploration? Or
there will be around 5 programs which will be made by different curators from around the world, including Latvian critics, including Astra. Astra is also making program. We have great designer which worked with us for many years. She's like a graphic designer, she's painter, but she's also a DJ, and so she's like very, very multiple personality.
Wow,
and
yeah,
she will also do her program in the festival next edition. And we will invite some of our jury members, which are like international professionals. I can't say now who will they be, because I have to wait their answer that they will come. But and we invite to jury members to make a program as well in the team.
That's terrific. And it sounds like you have a lot going on. Like, how many shorts do you select every year?
For competition, last year was 68 shorts and mid-length. Like, mid-length, there's 5 films. It's enough, I think. For whole festival, last year we had 155 films during all week.
Wow, that's plenty, I would say. And are you submissions based, or do you travel out there to other festivals to like find the pieces you're looking for the puzzle?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's like both what you said, because we have Film Freeway and we have Fest Home where you can submit films. But the thing is, also I'm going to watch some shorts from here, and then if I see something which inspires me, which I like, I will say Astra, hey, I saw this film, would you check it out if you also like it, so she can also watch if we can include, ask to be in participate in competition. And Astra do this as well. We are traveling around, all the team. We're traveling around for the festivals and watch films. And that is other selection. It's smaller, very big amount of films we have on Film Freeway. Now we have already 1,000.
Wow. Good luck to the selection team.
Oh my gosh. It's actually smaller. We have a long time till the deadlines. Mm-hmm. Last year we had about 3,000 films in selection. This was whole. And we ask local students who are learning in film or directing or criticism or something like that. We invite them to help us to see the films.
Would you say there is a good infrastructure for the film industry in Latvia?
It's a hard question because I can see that we have a long way to go, and what is our mission as a festival, as a short film festival? We want to people that understand short films matter. Short films are like you can go to cinema and watch one long film, or you can go to cinema in the same amount of time and watch more films, and they will affect you. It's mostly at our festival. Those films are like deep. You go out of the cinema and you are like talking about, oh, what I just saw. And it's very important to us as a festival. And so we try to spread in Latvia that the short films are also great. We have a good thing going on with animations in Latvia. It's doing really well. We have a lot of great animators in Latvia, but like we are International Short Film Festival, we more focus on fictions or documentaries or stuff like that. And mostly the films which we can select from Latvia is made by students at school works or diploma works. It's like their beginning of their exploration of short films. Maybe after they finish school, they will continue making shorts. We don't know. But maybe they will go to future films. It's like the gambling. It's not so, like, yes, shorts is very big in Latin. No, I don't believe that. We have some great directors. For example, we have Laila Pakalniņa. She's really well known in around the world, but in Latvia she's not so popular.
Well established. Mm.
Yeah, and it's we are showing her films all the time. If we have something new from her, we are showing it. So this is showing us that people still don't quite understand that this is just part of film industry. It should be in count. And this is our job as a festival.
So what would you say is your biggest challenge at the moment? Is it finding, you know, a broader audience?
Yes, definitely. Because the audience which is now attending the festival is mostly people who are involved in short films, involved in film industry as a whole. But we want to normal people to come. Just those people who are going, sitting in the bars or doing some other art forms, mm-hmm. That they also come. This is our, like, thing we have to achieve.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in achieving that goal. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Agnes. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for asking me, for inviting me to be part of this great radio.
From the New Horizons Film Festival in Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.